This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in Myanmar launched their most sweeping crackdown in 3 weeks of protests against military rule on Saturday. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
In the toughest crackdown yet, police in Myanmar clashed with protesters, detaining dozens of people. Several media workers were also detained. Despite the crackdown, their numbers building through the morning to chant and sing, melting away into side streets as police advanced. Three domestic media outlets said a woman was shot and killed in the central town of Monwea. Police there were not immediately available for comment. The Southeast Asian country has been in turmoil since the army seized power and detained elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and much of her party leadership, alleging fraud in a November election her party had won in a landslide.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. Gunmen in Nigeria on Saturday released 27 teenage boys who were kidnapped from their school last week in the northern state of Niger, where security forces continued to search for more than 300 schoolgirls abducted in a nearby state. Abubakar Sani Bello is the governor of Niger.
We're carefully watching their health and their condition, and hopefully they should be reunited back soon with their families.
The release of the schoolboys comes just a day after a raid on a school in Zamfara State, where gunmen seized 317 girls. Schools have become targets for mass kidnappings for ransom in northern Nigeria by armed groups, many of whom carry guns and ride motorcycles. Visit